Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 26. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Mir geht's ganz gut. Und dir?
Ja, mir geht's auch gut.
Sehr schön.
We are, of course, in Season 2 of Coffee Break German, and this is the season in which we're getting into the language in greater detail. We've been looking at lots of things over the past few weeks, and in this lesson we're going to be tackling a topic that is, well, something of a challenge for German learners, I think.
Yes, and also for German native speakers.
That's very good to know. Also, los geht's!
Ja, bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit! The topic we are referring to is...
the word order of adverbs. So we're going to look inside the verb klammer.
We're getting into the verb klammer and talking about the order in which things happen. Now, perhaps we could start off looking at, looking at some of the things that we've been talking about recently, and then we can perhaps add in some of this to exemplify what we're talking about here.
Yeah, good. I have a few questions for you.
Okay.
Marc, hast du dich auf die heutige Ausgabe von Coffee Break German gefreut?
Ja, klar, ich habe mich sehr gefreut.
Ich hoffe, du wirst dich nicht langweilen.
Oh, nein, natürlich nicht. Ich interessiere mich sehr für Deutsch.
Ah, da bin ich froh. Ich habe mich auf ein neues Thema vorbereitet.
Okay.
Heute beschäftigen wir uns mit der Satzstellung, genauer gesagt mit den Adverbien.
Right, so it is something I've always found confusing, the whole idea of where we put all these adverbs and the order in which we put these adverbs into a sentence. So what we talked about there is the fact that you've prepared a new topic,
mm-hmm.
And that neues Thema would be?
Das wäre die Adverbien,
mm-hmm.
und die Reihenfolge, so the order.
The order, so Reihenfolge, the order of these adverbs.
Genau.
Okay, perhaps before we even go any further, we should talk a little bit about what our adverbs are, because we know that adverbs can be the equivalent in English of the ly ending.
Genau, so adverbs describe how we do something,
mm-hmm.
yeah? And there are obviously different ways of describing how we do something.
Mm-hmm.
Some examples of how we can describe something?
Well, for example, I could say I happily record Coffee Break German with you.
Exactly. So that would be how. So we would call this modus, yeah? So
right.
How do we do something? So
okay.
Happily, quickly, efficiently, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera.
And those adverbs that you've introduced so far all end in ly in English. And I think when I've been thinking about other languages, very often learners immediately think that an adverb must end in ly in English. And we translate all of those in the same way in the other language, but that's not the case.
No, there are many adverbs that also in English don't end like this. For example, if we talk about adverbs of time,
mm-hmm.
so when we do something, am Morgen, in the morning.
And that in itself is still an adverb.
Yeah, it's an adverb.
Okay,
yeah.
So we've got modus, you said,
yes.
How something is happening.
Yes.
Then you mentioned time.
Yes, so when something mm-hmm. is happening. And what else do you think is important?
I guess we could be talking about where something would be happening.
Yes, exactly. So zum Beispiel in Spanien, in meinem Haus,
so in Spain, in my house, at home.
Yeah.
These are all adverbs because
exactly.
they're giving more information about where something is happening.
Yes. So we're still describing the verb, the thing we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then obviously we can also say why something is happening or despite what something is still happening. So that is a very complicated category. You need to get your head around it. But I have a few examples
okay.
that will hopefully illustrate it for our listeners.
Okay, so let's just run through those four categories before we move on. You mentioned time.
Yes.
So that would be things like...
gestern.
So yesterday.
Jede Stunde.
Every hour.
Morgen früh.
Tomorrow morning early?
Ja. Immer dienstags.
Every Tuesday?
Ja. Nie.
Never?
Oder oft.
Often. Okay.
Oder many more.
Good. So these are time adverbs.
Genau.
What about the modus ones?
Yes. So how we're doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, the easiest one for our listeners to mm-hmm. to understand. It's, for example, schnell.
So quickly.
Gut.
Well.
Mit meiner Mutter.
Okay, right. That's a little more complicated to understand. Yeah. With my mother, it's still you're describing how you did something.
Yeah. Ohne Helm.
Without, what's Helm?
A helmet.
Ah, without a helmet. So you drove without a helmet on your motorbike.
I would never do that.
Good, 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 good. Okay. But again, you're describing how you've done something. And these are not always just the quickly, beautifully, happily and so on.
No, no. So, with whom you do something could be, or also what equipment you've been using.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we've had time, we've had modus, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
What about the place ones?
Yeah, the place. In der Schule, zu Hause.
So in school.
In meinem Kopf.
In my head.
Yes.
Okay. And you said zu Hause, at home.
Yes.
Also. So these, again, are fairly straightforward.
Yes.
The ones that aren't perhaps quite as straightforward are the cause ones.
Yes, it's really tricky because cause also doesn't encapsulate the entirety of what we mean here. So we mean, of course, cause, very simple, weil mein Auto kaputt war.
Because my car was broken down.
Yes, so we have an entire subordinate clause mm-hmm. and we use it as an adverb.
Right. Yeah. And it's the answer to why.
Yeah.
So genau. Why did you take the train this morning? Because my car was broken
genau.
Down.
Yeah. Wegen des Regens.
Is that because of the rain?
Genau.
Okay. Yeah.
So now a tricky one, trotzdem.
Now, that's a word that I've come across. Is it sort of like even so or?
Yeah, genau, even so, nevertheless.
Nevertheless, okay.
Zum Beispiel, ich mag keine Actionfilme. Trotzdem schaue ich gern Terminator.
Okay, so you don't like action films. Even so, you quite enjoy watching Terminator.
Genau.
And is this true?
It is, yes.
Okay. We'll not even go there.
No, please don't.
So any other cause adverbs that you want to share with us?
Zum Beispiel aus.
Aus?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that is really interesting. So why are we doing something? Aus Langeweile. Yeah. Aus Liebe.
Is that out of?
Yeah.
So we're doing it out of love or out
genau.
Of boredom?
Yeah, genau.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
So I think this is really interesting because it's so easy to use. You say aus plus the noun, the feeling. Yeah.
And
you have a reason.
Okay, right. Okay, we've got those four different types of adverbs. We've got time, we've got modus, we've got place, and we've got cause.
Yes. Now we want to look at the order in which we use these different types of adverbs.
So basically what you're saying here is there is a rule.
Yes, exactly.
We can't just put any order in
as
we would probably do in English.
No, I think you have a rule in English.
Do we?
Too. Yes.
Okay.
Time before place. And stuff
all right.
Like
okay.
This.
I suppose this is one of these Sprachgefühl things that you don't really know about until you study it.
If you grow up with a language, you don't need the rule mm-hmm. so much. But as a learner, it's very handy.
So let's learn about the rule in German.
Exactly. So we have a very good word, which is not really a word, but it's so silly that it's so easy to remember.
Let's hear this word.
Tecamolo.
Tecamolo. Okay.
Yes. It means absolutely nothing.
But
it's te for... We use the Latin word, so tempus.
Tempus for time.
Yeah. Ka for causus.
Right, so cause.
Yeah. Mo for modus.
So that's the modus, the manner in which things are happening.
Genau. And lo for locus.
Which is the place.
Yeah.
Genau. Right, so you're getting two for the price of one here. You're getting some Latin and some
it's
German in this lesson.
Isn't it?
So te ka mo lo.
Yes.
Time. Cause, modus, and location, place.
Yes, And I did not invent this.
Okay.
So it is something, if you look it up on the internet, it will come up. And I use it very often. I think it's brilliant because it's so silly.
Okay. Let's put this into practice. Can you give us a sentence where we have all of these adverbs?
Yes.
In the right order.
Yes. It was very hard work to come up with a sentence.
Okay.
all these four types. So, Franziska hat gestern aus Höflichkeit sofort im Bus einer älteren Dame den Sitz angeboten. Say this again. Yeah. Huh?
Okay.
So, Franziska hat gestern aus Höflichkeit sofort im Bus einer älteren Dame den Sitz angeboten.
Right, I think that's officially the longest verb clamour we've ever seen.
Yes.
So Franziska has, literally, then you said gestern, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Aus Höflichkeit.
Yeah.
Out of
politeness.
Politeness, okay, Höflichkeit. Then you said sofort.
Yeah.
Is that immediately?
Yeah.
Im Bus, in the bus.
Yeah.
Eine älteren Dame. To an old lady.
Yeah.
Then the object, den Sitz, her seat, the seat. Angeboten.
Yeah, offer.
Given, offer. Right, so Franziska offered an old lady her seat yesterday out of politeness immediately in the bus.
Genau.
So yesterday is our time. Auf Höflichkeit. Höflichkeit is our cause, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Sofort is our
how,
immediately. And im Bus, where?
Genau.
Right. Te, ka, mo, lo. So
genau.
Time, cause, modus or manner, and location, where?
Genau. Super. Sehr gut.
Okay. It's pretty tricky.
I know. And I need to say that there would be other possibilities.
Okay.
But I think this is something for learners that they know is right.
Yeah, it's good having black and white sometimes.
Yes. And they might come across other word orders, but that is something they will have to look at much later in their learning journey.
Okay.
And at the moment, I think this is brilliant because you know something that works.
Right. As I say, I think it's great having something that works, having black and white examples. We're going to put this to practice in just a moment after our break.
Here at Coffee Break German, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Brauchst du mehr Übung? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your German to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect. Oder auf Deutsch, Übung macht den Meister. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman. Wir sehen uns hoffentlich bald.
We are looking today at te camolo, the order of adverbs in our verb clamour. And it's great. We were just saying before the break there that it's great to have this black and white, this very, very good rule that we can always follow and it will always work, even if we do see different orders from time to time.
Yes, exactly. I think word order is one of the very difficult things about the German language because it's so fluid and we put our words where we want. So it's good to have a rule that learners can rely on.
Perfect. Now, I have a question for you. I was thinking about this in the break. What happens when we don't have all four adverbs?
Yes, normally we don't have all four types of adverbs. And then we just leave the one out. So if we have te camolo, but we don't tell we don't say how we're doing something, so we don't have the mo, so we leave mo out, then it becomes te calo.
Okay, so we've still got the time, we've still got the cause, and we've still got the location.
So the ones we have have to be in that order. And if we don't have one, then we just leave it out.
Right. So tekamolo can become tekamo, it can become temolo, it can become all sorts of different things as long as they're always in that order. I think we should do some practice, perhaps with some sentences here.
Yes, of course. Kommst du jeden Dienstag mit dem Fahrrad zur Deutschklasse?
Okay, so translating this out of German, it seems quite natural. Do you come every Tuesday by bike to German class?
Genau.
Right. However, if I were going from English into German, I would have really needed to think about that one.
Yes.
So kommst du jeden Dienstag, that's our time.
Yeah.
Mit dem Fahrrad, with the bike, that's our how, our modus. Zur Deutschklasse, that's our place.
Genau.
So there we've got time, we've got modus and place. So that's a temolo.
Genau, sehr gut, super.
Now with that one, we've not got a verb klammer because there's not a past participle and an auxiliary verb or anything like that.
Exactly, it's just kommen.
So it's still the tekamolo order that always happens.
So we can just imagine the verb klammer is the verb and the full stop at the end of the sentence.
Okay, if we need to think about that verb klammer. Good, okay, let's have another example.
Miriam schläft seit gestern aus Angst vor Einbrechern hinter verschlossener Tür.
Right, there's some vocabulary in there. So we've got something about closed doors.
Yes.
What was the Einbrecher?
Ein Einbrecher is a burglar.
Ah, okay. Ah, right. Okay. I think I see what's going on here. Let's hear
and
it again.
It's not a closed door, it's a locked door.
Ah, right. Let's hear the sentence again.
Miriam schläft seit gestern aus Angst vor Einbrechern hinter verschlossener Tür.
So would that be Miriam is sleeping since yesterday out of fear for burglars behind locked door.
Yeah, genau.
So in better English, since yesterday, Miriam has been sleeping behind, she's been locking her doors basically.
Yes.
Because she's scared of burglars.
Yes. And that you need to think of the context in which this was written in. I grew up in a Swiss village and I didn't have a house key until I was 18.
Okay.
Because the door would just always be open.
I understand. So in this case, perhaps there's been a burglary. And
yes. Or Miriam has moved to the city.
Ah, okay. If you like, yeah. Okay, but let's think about our tekamolo in there. Miriam schläft seit gestern. So that's our time.
Yeah.
Aus Angst. Yeah. That's our cause. That's why.
Yeah, so out of fear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Out of fear for burglars.
Yeah, bubble. So it comes all together.
Yeah.
Aus Angst vor Einbrechen.
Yeah.
That's sort of breaking in, I guess,
genau.
Einbrechen. Mm-hmm. Hinter verschlossener Tür, that would be Modus. No, that's
Nein.
Place.
Genau, wo?
It's place,
Where? Hinter verschlossener Tür.
Right, so there we've got time, we've got cause, and we've got place.
Genau.
Tekamolo.
Genau, super, sehr gut.
Okay. It all seems logical.
Na klar, es ist Deutsch.
Ja, natürlich. What about a different situation? What about if we're starting a sentence with an adverb?
Ah, super Frage. Ja, this is a great question. So, and I like to start a sentence with an adverb because it emphasizes that aspect,
particularly aspect
of the sentence. So, we just remove that adverb from our tekamolo. So if we start with the sentence with place, so it becomes, instead of tekamolo, it just becomes tekamo.
Right, because we've
already put at the beginning.
Okay, so we're taking the place part out, we're starting with that, but the remaining adverbs still need to follow in that order.
Exactly.
Can you give us an example of that?
Genau. Im Hotel Schweizerhof gibt es ab März wegen schlechten Schneeprognosen erfreulicherweise einen Rabatt auf Doppelzimmer.
Right, I've understood some of this, but there's one of those adverbs in there I definitely don't understand. So you said in the Hotel Schweizerhof,
There gibt es.
There is.
Mm-hmm. Ab März.
Is that from March
genau,
onwards?
Genau, yeah. Wegen schlechten Schneeprognosen.
Wegen, is that like as a result of,
yeah,
because of. Okay, that's our why, that's our cause. Because of bad snow reports?
Ja, genau. Schneeprognosen. As a Swiss person, I'm obviously very familiar with this word. Schneeprognosen is snow forecast.
Snow forecast, okay. And then the next part.
Erfreulicherweise. So we haben hier freu von freuen.
Is it happy?
Yeah, so it happily, so it makes me happy. That's what erfreulicherweise means, that it's a good thing for me.
Could you say to my delight?
Yeah, sehr gut, super.
Right, and then the fact is that there is a sale, a discount.
Genau, einen Rabatt auf Doppelzimmer.
So a discount on double rooms.
Genau, super.
Right, so in the Hotel Schweizerhof, from March onwards, as a result of the bad snow forecast, happily or to my delight, there are discounts on double rooms.
Sehr gut, super.
Oh. So there, you said im Hotel Schweizerhof, that's our location, our place.
Yes.
And we're starting with that.
Yes.
So the lo comes out, but we continue on with the te kamo.
Exactly.
The te being the time. So from March, then the ka being the cause, the why, because of the bad snow forecast.
Yeah.
And then the mo being the modus, the how you feel about it.
Yes.
And that's to my delight.
Yes.
Super. Okay. I think you've probably got some sentences for me to translate.
Of course, to practice, yes. So I have come up with an exercise. We don't do translations here.
Okay.
But I give you a variety of adverbs in a sentence, and I would like you to put them in the right order.
Okay, let us have a go at this.
So our sentence is, Manuela geht einkaufen.
So and she's going shopping?
Yes, and so we have geht, the beginning of the Verbklammer, und einkaufen, the end of the Verbklammer. And
okay.
We want to put the adverbs inside. So, Manuela geht einkaufen, schnell, im Supermarkt, über Mittag.
Right, so we've got quickly in the supermarket and then around lunchtime?
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to think about te kamo lo. What have we got here? We've got around lunchtime, that's our time.
Genau.
So that's the te. Do we have a cause? Why is she going there? No, we don't have a cause. Do we have a mo, a modus, a how is she going there? I guess that would be quickly.
Yeah.
And then the location, where is she going? To the supermarket.
You know.
So would this be Manuela geht übermittag schnell im Supermarkt einkaufen?
Yeah, genau. Sehr gut. Super.
I think our listeners almost heard my brain working.
I did, yes.
Okay, so can you just give us the whole sentence?
Manuela geht über Mittag schnell im Supermarkt einkaufen.
Does this come completely naturally for you?
Yes. It's not fair, I know.
Okay, I'll just move on because I suppose there are things that come completely naturally for me in English.
Yes. Also word order. I make mistakes in word order when it comes to English.
To English. Okay, fair enough. I'll let you off then. Let's do another one.
Bernd fährt Ski.
So that's Ski fahren. Is that to go skiing?
It's to ski.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So just Bernd skis.
Mm-hmm.
And what are our adverbs here?
Mit seiner Freundin in der Schweiz im März trotzdem.
Right. So mit seiner Freundin, would that be with his girlfriend?
Genau.
In der Schweiz, in Switzerland, im März. Oh, that's in March.
Yes.
And then you said trotzdem, that's that one that's nevertheless or
yes,
even so.
Yes, because we have very bad snow forecast for March.
That's right. I hope he's taking advantage of the cheap double rooms.
Exactly.
In the Hotel Schweizerhof.
Yeah, it's a nice hotel.
Right. We've got all four there, four adverbs, but we need to put them into the correct order, te kamo lo. So
genau.
Let's see if we can do this. Bernd fährt, time would be im März. Ka would be trotzdem.
Yeah.
Mo mit seiner Freundin.
Ja.
Lo in der Schweiz.
Genau.
Ski.
Genau.
We've got to remember the last part. So, Bernd fährt im März trotzdem mit seiner Freundin in der Schweiz Ski.
Genau, ja. Bernd fährt im März trotzdem mit seiner Freundin in der Schweiz Ski.
Okay, let's try another one.
Karin isst Kuchen.
So, we're talking about Karin eating cakes?
Yeah, or just one.
Or cake. A cake, yeah, okay.
Or a piece of cake, okay. Yeah. So, Karin isst Kuchen im Kaffeehaus, wenn sie in Wien ist, gern.
Right, so we've just got three adverbs there. Let's see which ones we have and which ones we can leave. Well, which order we put them in. Karin isst, wenn sie in Wien ist, gern im Kaffeehaus Kuchen.
Yeah.
It's beginning to feel like it makes sense.
Yes, because you have a nice rule. I know that maybe for your ear, it doesn't sound natural yet.
Yeah. But as long as we've got that rule to follow, then we're in a good place. Let's do one more before we finish.
Tobias und Iris spenden Geld.
So Tobias and Iris spend money?
Nein. Spenden ist ein falscher Freund, a false friend.
Ah,
it's to donate.
To donate, okay. So they donate money. And what about our adverbs?
Aus Großzügigkeit, jedes Jahr, online.
Right. I understand online, you'll be pleased to know. Jedes Jahr, every year.
Yeah.
I didn't get the first one.
Out of generosity.
Let's hear it again.
Aus Großzügigkeit.
Großzügigkeit.
Genau.
Right. So, we've got three here. We need to put them into order. Tobias und Iris spenden time jedes Jahr.
Ja.
Cause would be aus Großzügigkeit.
Ja.
DKMO online.
Ja.
Geld.
Online ist low.
Ah, right. Okay. So, yeah. So we couldn't really talk about online being as the manner in which they do it. I guess I'm thinking
of. It's a tricky one, you know, because it could be. I guess this would be a topic for research.
Yeah.
Is online a place or is it how we do something?
Well, I think that's probably getting a little bit too philosophical for this episode. It's probably time to stop there.
Exactly.
Well, that is it for this episode. And of course, there's lots more. More practice of Te Camo Lo. And you can find that in our bonus materials over on the Coffee Break Academy. All the episodes of Coffee Break German Season 2 have a video version, lesson notes and bonus audio materials. And all that, as I say, is at the Coffee Break Academy. You can find it at coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
And don't forget, you can let us know what you think about this episode by posting a comment on our website. Just head to coffeebreaklanguages.com and look for episode 26 of season 2.
We will be back again soon with more Coffee Break German. Are we sticking with Te Camo Lo next time?
Nein. Etwas Neues.
Etwas Neues. Well, we look forward to that. You can join us soon for the next lesson of Coffee Break German. But for now, vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.